It's a mitzvah to shave on Erev Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah says, so that you don't enter into Yontif looking disgusting. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that lechatchila, one should, the Mishnah Berurah says this in the Shaar Tzion, that lechatchila one should shave before Chatzos, even on a regular Yontif, but b'diavad you can shave after Chatzos. However, on Erev Pesach, it's aser to shave or get a haircut after Chatzos. You have to be makadu before Chatzos. So the rest of the Yom Tovim, lechachil before Chatzos, b'diavad after Chatzos, and dafka by Pesach, where Erev Pesach is a yantif unto itself, so we don't shave on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Siv beis, eim agalchem b'moed, afilu im gilach kodem moed. You're not allowed to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even if you got a haircut or shaved before Chol HaMoed, it doesn't matter. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the whole point is that this is for the tzorech of Yontif, you're getting a haircut because you want to look nice, so shouldn't it be mutter because it's tzorech hamoed? Still, they made a gzeira in order to ensure that people shave and get haircuts before Yontif, because if we allowed you to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you would rely on the fact that you're going to do it on Chol HaMoed. So because of that, we say you can't do it on Chol HaMoed to ensure that you do it before Yontif. And therefore, even if you did it before Yontif, we still don't allow you to do it on Chol HaMoed again, because nobody knows that. Mishnah Berurah says, "Haroin lo yeda shegilach atzmo v'yomer shemutter l'chol gavne." People are going to see you shaving on Chol HaMoed, and they're not going to know that you had already shaved right before Chol HaMoed, so therefore, you're going to come to shave on Chol HaMoed. They're going to come to shave on Chol HaMoed itself, even not having shaved before Chol HaMoed. So that's why we don't allow it in any case. Siv Gimel, afilam haya anus mipnei kach lo gilach be'erev yantif. Even if there's a reason, because they were unable to get a haircut or shave before Chol HaMoed, ain't a maglech b'moed, you're still not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Hu adin l'mishai chol v'nisrap b'moed, so to someone who was sick and wasn't able to shave before Yontif, and then they got better on Chol HaMoed, so they would also not be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. There are exceptions. Siv Dalet is going to have exceptions to that rule, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the difference is that if it's an onus, which is yadua to kol, it's obvious to everyone. Not only is it known that this is an onus, but it's obvious to everyone that this is called an onus as well, that it was impossible for you to shave before Yontif, so then you're going to be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. But all other things which are onus, if they're not public and not known to everyone, and if we allow you to do it, you're going to end up shaving before on Chol HaMoed. Other people will end up shaving on Chol HaMoed itself. That's not allowed. So the exceptions that are given, Eilam Gachem Moed, Mishiyatsin Beis HaShivya, someone who got out of captivity, they were unable to shave before Yontif. Misha Yatzim Beis Asurim, someone who just got out of jail. Apilay Chavish Biad Yisrael, Shayim Anichin Lo Legalech. Even someone who was by a Jew, who they allowed him to shave, still if he gets out, now he'd be able to shave on Chol HaMoed. Chayna Manuda Sheitir Lo Beregel, Chaymish Anadar Shalo Legalech, Inishal Al Nidro Beregel. So too someone who took a neder that they wouldn't shave, and now they were shoal on that neder that they would be allowed to shave. So he's going to give more, but we see that there are situations where if it's a complete onus, that everyone knows that this is an onus, you were unable to shave right before Chol HaMoed, so then it's going to be mutter for you to do so. So there are some who say, based on this, Rav Moshe suggests, but ends up not holding by, Rav Moshe suggests, maybe therefore, if someone normally shaves before Chol HaMoed, before Yontif, they shave every day all the time, so then maybe they should be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed also, but Rav Moshe doesn't go with that, but Rav Soloveitchik in the end does go with this, that since everyone knows that you're the kind of person that shaves all the time, so then it would be permissible for it's a chiyuv for you to shave on Chol HaMoed al tzkavad yantif, since that's considered to be an onus on a foursome, since everyone knows that every day you shave, so it will be allowed on Chol HaMoed also.